Lecture 14. So last lecture was metallurgy, how we got metals. We're now going to look at the characteristics of metals, how we make alloys from them, and then move into some different classes of materials. So the model that we've got at the moment for metallic bonding is that we have got our nuclei and the core electrons sitting in fixed lattice positions, and then the valence electrons are delocalized and are able to move over the entire metallic structure. So the properties that we want to explain using that model are, generally speaking, they're solids, which will fit because the nuclei and the core electrons then are in nice located positions. The malleability and the ductility come about if you whack your piece of metal with a hammer then, the lattice is able to change positions of the atoms without falling apart because the sea of electrons then is able to very flexibly accommodate the new positions of the atoms. In contrast, if that was a piece of sodium chloride, there are no options. Once you apply enough force to break the electrostatic attraction between the sodiums and the chlorides, the whole thing falls apart. The electrical and thermal conductivity fit with this model as well because the carriers of thermal conductivity are the valence electrons and the carriers of the electrical conductivity are valence electrons. Because they're delocalized sea of valence electrons, it all works quite easily. Now we are going to have a better model for the bonding in metals coming up. This is just our introductory level of bonding in a metal. The melting points and boiling points then are moderately high because eventually we can shake apart those lattice positions and the material will melt, and then finally we can break apart that sea of valence electrons and kick them into the gas phase, which is our boiling